I'm Alex.
And I'm Erica. And welcome to Priestesses Prescribe,
a self-discovery podcast based in mystical wellness.
We came together as priestesses from different backgrounds and modalities with a common mission:
to empower and support you on your intuitive journey.
We'll aim to prepare you for the energies of the new and full moons every month, while expanding on themes that will connect you with your highest self.
The priestesses have written you the prescription. All you have to do is take it.
Now, let's start our ritual.
Hi, Erica.
Hey.
It's cancer season.
Yeah. Oh my God, jinx.
Super jinx. I am so ready. I swear. I'm like, okay, Gemini season is here. Please go away. Cancer season is here. No offense to you, Alex.
No, none taken. Honestly, it's been wild. I'm super ready.
Yeah.
For cancer season.
Oh, me too.
It's like, we're recording this obviously before it comes out. So by the time this comes out, it will be cancer season, which is why we're talking about the Chariot, which is the cancer card in the tarot deck.
Yeah. And I love the Chariot card because it gives balance to the quote unquote overly emotional, overly sensitive aspects of the cancer. Like, there's so much more to us than that. And the Chariot card is the missing link.
Yep.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Because basically, the imagery of the chariot is like the shell of the cancer, of the crab. Mm-hmm. And it's like the vehicle for change. Mm-hmm. Like, this, you have all of the resources you need to be successful. You can get from point A to point B to point C with your home on your back. Like, the chariot is that magical vehicle. And cancers have that element to them as well, which is super cool. I think that's such a badass card.
It is. It is. Yeah. What? And when I look at the chariot card, and the first message that pops out to me is, it's the perfect image of the moment when you know that someone is going to be a star. It's powerful, it's energetic, it looks like this energy is coming back from a victory. You know that they put in the work, that they went through so many struggles to then reach that moment of triumph. And everyone is just looking up like, that person right there, they're going to do big things. And I love when that card comes up, because from a client perspective, like, I love to tell them that your moment is upon us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's such a beautiful interpretation of that, too. And what you're saying as well harkens to security, which is really important for cancers as well. Like, that they've achieved some level of success so that they could reap the benefits and the reward and have those resources available to them.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And as a cancer, stability and security is everything.
Yeah.
And if we don't have that, it goes back to the shell. We will find it, create it. But then that's where the balance comes in, because if you lack security and stability, then you may potentially go into survival mode. Mm-hmm. And that's where I would say the not so great aspects of the chariot card comes in, right? Because it talks about this idea of overprotection, over guardedness, and essentially a lack of authenticity. Because if you're not feeling safe, you're in survival mode. Therefore, your true light can't shine through, because it's literally being dimmed by the shell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That imagery reminds me of, like, when the crab gets knocked over.
Yeah.
And you're, like, snapping, and you don't want to get close to a crab on its back. Hello. If you want your fingers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that, I would not do that to a cancer either. defensiveness.
That's a terrible idea.
No, terrible. My dad's a Cancer. I think I've told you that.
Yes, yes.
When he's feeling like threatened, or it just like it, that's his first natural like line of defense is, we've gotten into so many arguments where like he knows I'm right and I know I'm right. And fucking typical Gemini. And he's like snaps at me, but then eventually he like listens and he takes it in and he thinks about it. And like that I appreciate that he doesn't, he hears it. He may not like want to hear it in that moment, but he hears it eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that's when the crab rolls over back onto its belly and starts moving sideways. You know, so it's like, I'm listening to you. I'm trying to process. I still have a lot more work to do. Hence, I cannot crawl forward or backwards. Like, that's just not in my nature. But I can hear, I can process. And hopefully one day I'll see your point.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Very Cancer.
Very Cancerian. Yeah. I also think about the Cancer rules the fourth house of the home. And Cancerians are very much homemakers and caretakers, and that home element of the Chariot is basically like, it's like a, what do they call that? It's kind of like in royalty, royalty used to ride in like a,
what are they
called? A horse-drawn carriage. Or carriage, something.
Yeah. There you go.
People literally used to like take, like move like that. Like they would just take everything with them in a horse-drawn buggy.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of cool to think about? Like, I mean, it's an esoteric imagery in the tarot deck, obviously, but like that kind of home vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's a perfect analogy because from a Cancer perspective, with a crab going into itself, they're home. Mm-hmm. And literally all I have to do to reemerge myself is come out of my shell just a bit, but to always know I can run back is the perfect way to live for me anyway.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You don't like what you see, go home.
Right. I'm so out of here. Like I can't, or even if it's a situation that I cannot leave physically, I can withdraw into myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's and that really happens profound. To me pretty, that happens to me pretty often. In, not because I am around people who are, for lack of a better word, toxic, but just more so because of like the energy of the world can be so exhausting for me, just in general, that even if I'm like outside walking in the street or out and about in public, to know that, okay, I need to take a moment to myself, even if I'm at a dinner table. It really only requires me to just be quiet and listen to everyone to recharge a little bit. And then I'll reemerge with conversation again. So it's the crab and the ability to constantly be at home within oneself is a powerful tool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think what's beautiful about what you're saying, too, is that you don't need external validation. You're not seeking that out. You know that that anymore. Exists within yourself. Sure.
Yeah.
We know that you've evolved.
Yeah. But again, that goes back to like you spoke about in our full moon and Capricorn episode about the crab and about the shell and how crustaceans grow a new shell every few months. Perfect example of that.
Yeah. What do you think? I also think, have you seen Moana?
Love Moana. One of my favorite movies.
Literally one of the best movies ever.
Yeah.
Think about that crab, how he has all those shiny things on his back.
Yeah.
You love shiny things too.
I love shiny things. I love shiny things. And when I think about the crab in that movie, the fact that the crab probably had such a long journey. And in the song, I think he speaks about, you know, his evolution as well. But the fact that all the shiny things around him, like a story can be told, there's an energy to it. There's some kind of, it's like a, it's memorable or some form of a, like a memorabilia, right? Of his life and the journey, which is essentially why he keeps it so close, you know? Because it's like, you have to. Like, I've been through so much crap in my life, and I finally reached a place of chariot energy, determination, success, action, willpower, and control. Damn right I'm going to show you my diamonds. You damn right. Like, totally. And I don't need your validation anymore, because I also have this, you know, sapphire over here to show the reward of when I finally let that go, or that need for validation go. So, yeah. I think that's why we can be a little gaudy, because it's like, oh, I've been through so much stuff. Like, hello.
No, totally. And I feel, well, tell me if this resonates for you. Do you feel that you had to tell people how special you were because you were not feeling that way internally?
From a self-awareness, honesty standpoint, I will say yes.
Yeah.
So I do accept that my younger self came off arrogant at times, because there was a knowing of my truth and I wanted everyone else to believe it too. And because I did not believe it, I was overselling it to the point where it looked like arrogance, where true confidence is just being who you are, navigating life primarily in silence, and people read that off of you versus you having to consistently and constantly state it. So I definitely agree with that statement, even though my ego, my soul is speaking. My ego is not interested in admitting that. But my soul is like, don't lie.
Right. Yeah. I mean, then that is definitely an aspect to the chariot as well. It's like, look at this shiny vehicle. But most likely you're moving so fast, you're not saying anything. You're letting that speak for itself. And that is the true definition of the evolved version of Cancer or the chariot.
Yeah, that was beautifully said. Yeah.
And then that detriment when it's reversed is the vehicle's not working properly, you know? But it was. Did you see it before when I was riding through town? It was really amazing. I don't know if you it's broken down now, but I don't know if you saw me. Really fancy car.
Yeah, that's right. Did you see? I have a photo just in case you didn't. Here, look at it.
Right?
Look at it.
Yeah.
Very true. Yeah, it's true. It's true. But I feel as if we all have that moment of, granted, it might not manifest in arrogance. It can really just manifest in complete insecurity on the other extreme of just not knowing how to, like, hold your head up, you know? And I don't know. What is the word that I'm looking for? Like, there's arrogance on one side of the extreme. There's insecurity that's in the middle, but the antithesis of arrogance from an insecurity perspective is blank.
The word that's coming to mind is despondent, which is like,
okay,
like you've given up hope.
Yeah, there we go.
Because arrogance implies that you believe you will be successful. And despondence, I don't know if it's the exact opposite, but I feel like if I'm thinking about when a Cancer is really into us, it's like there's not much you can say to get them out of that spot.
Yeah.
It has to happen on their own.
Honestly, there's nothing you can do.
Right.
That's a secret. Anyone dealing with a Cancer in distress, just leave them alone. Yeah. Please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I learned that the hard way. For sure. Yeah.
I'm sure.
And if you are reading the chariot in for someone or for yourself to know that you can hearken it to all of the themes that we're talking about and why we're talking about the astrological connection and just the like the qualities of Cancer is it could be that a Cancer is the center of that particular situation. Things could come to fruition in Cancer season. You know, things could come together in 6 months, 7 months, things like that, after things take time to gestate. So there's like a level of this that can be timing or can be personification if you're reading, if you choose to read it that way, or that's what you're feeling as you're intuiting the reading.
Yeah. And another great point to add to that, the Chariot card can also speak to this need to share your story or that person to share their story, because oftentimes we see a person who's evolved, successful, determined, they exude confidence, they are evolved and ascended, but you're seeing the end product. And it's very important to understand the journey of that particular individual, and in understanding that journey, gaining the wisdom of how they got to that point. So for example, I recently had a appointment with a client who is amazing and who listens to the show actually. And she said to me, I love the fact that you could talk about your trauma so easily. And it's very inspiring to me. And I was like, thank you. But then there was also a moment when I was like, oh, I don't know. Internally, I said this to myself. I don't know if that's a good thing, because I can talk about it so lightly. Sometimes it just comes off as like, oh, this is just what I went through, over it now. And like, let's just move on. Where I don't want people to miss the truth, the hardship and the wisdom in between. And I know oftentimes I don't do a great job of talking about the low points, of talking about those years of like crying in my room, being literally in a ball in a dark room and just feeling as if like my life was going to end in that moment. So there's so much more to this Chariot individual with all of their shiny, beautiful things surrounding them and the success that they currently have, so much more. But oftentimes with a person of that growth and that level of mastery, even though there's so much more to continue to do, stop them sometimes and just be like, can you just tell me a little bit more about your story? Can you tell me, I see that you've championed through so much, but I want to get to that place. What did your journey look like? Mm-hmm. And Chariot individuals, I'm sure, Alex, you can talk about this too. We forget to really tell the how.
That is such a good point. And you are so powerful for that reason, because you do command your story in such a way that you've championed. You've taken something that was hard for you, and it's a part of your journey, and there's a badge of honor on your shell, you know, for having gone through that. It's like a, maybe like a scar that people can see, but that you've bejeweled or something. But yeah, to remember that, like, you know, thinking about the car too, like, oh, you know, that's a really beautiful car. That's a really beautiful vehicle. Like, you have to believe or give the benefit of the doubt that that was not just handed to them, that that something transpired to get them to that place where they can be proud of the vehicle that they're driving. And that's where you are. And I think it's, you're never going to always go back and tell the story either, unless you're asked, because it's right. It's a haul to go back in time and like, you know, you've also, you're not defined by it at the same time.
Right.
And I think you tell your story really beautifully, but that, I mean, ask a Cancer a question, but you know, and if they're at the evolved place, they're just going to be acting with confidence. They're not going to be despondent. They're not, you don't see that part because they've figured out how to bejewel the
navigator. Yeah.
The shell.
Yeah. I love these conversations between you and I, but they're really conversations for the world. they provide so much healing to our listeners, but the way that you said it's like a scar, but you just managed to bejewel it. That would like, oh, a rush of energy just came over my body. I was like, yes, like that is it. That is it. Because again, if I did not bejewel it, it would just be like this hideous mark on my body that may not be empowering simply because rather than exuding beauty, it can exude shame.
Yeah.
So I made a conscious effort to own it, decorate it, and then add it to my shell because when I am asked about it, at least I can tell a story that is of survivalhood rather than victimhood. So thank you for that missing piece that although I did it, I wasn't consciously aware of the why.
Yeah. Well, it's your story. I just narrated it. Sometimes it takes.
But see, that's what makes you amazing.
Well, but it's true of you too. You've done the same with me, and you know, consistently helped me like see the other side of it. Or everybody needs an observer. Like Erica and I have other intuitives that we work with. We have therapists. Like we need, you know, sure we do. All need that like observer. To even if you end up coming to the right answer on your own, but just somebody to hold space for you to like have that insight. It's so powerful. And as you were talking too, I was thinking about I'm holding an unpolished gem in my hand and I have this beautiful polished black obsidian that's also protecting me psychically, but also like a beacon on my desk. And I was just thinking about like until the polishing process, like this is beauty, of course, but it needs working and polishing. And that takes time, especially if you're going to let this just be weathered out in the, if you're not going to manufacture that polish. But you took your beautiful gem and you were like, I'm going to polish this. I'm going to work on this. I'm going to go faster. I'm going to go faster than the natural elements would go. Because who knows, like if you didn't lean into that timeline and own your story, how long this we wouldn't be here.
Oh, part of me doesn't even want to think about who I would be if that intervention was not there. And honestly, if I really had to predict who that woman would have been, there would have been some kind of an addiction to something. Whoever I would have ended up with would have been an abuser. Yeah. Very much so narcissistic. I probably still would be so much so in that arrogant energy that I would have been able to manifest the jewels, but there was no story behind it.
Yeah.
Or the story would have been, oh, I took that jewel from somebody else. Hence why I have it.
Yeah.
You know, or some level of dishonorability to it that was inauthentic, where I would have still appeared from the non-psychic eye to have had success. But anyone who's trained in the soul would have been able to see the pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. Power.
Yeah.
Power and owning your story.
And healing.
And healing.
Yes.
Yeah. Power and healing for sure. Oh, man. Yes. Wow. Well, as always, we go in an area that we need to go with this. See how cool these archetypes are? It's just so crazy. Yeah. It's so cool.
Yeah, it is. And honestly, the Chariot, I love the card. I knew it was Cancer related. And I was able to deliver the message in readings, but now going through this education, like I feel as if I've had an education too in talking about it that now I can appreciate this card and actually finally see myself in it. Because I would see it, I'm like, oh, Cancer, I don't get it. You know, like, let me tell you what it means, but I don't see this person reflected to me. But now, in looking at this card, I will forever see myself because of this commentary.
So cool.
Yeah. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And Priestess is prescribed as a Cancer sun as well.
Oh,
I know. Isn't that cute?
That is beautiful. Oh, gosh. She's Priestess is prescribed as like our little beautiful biracial baby.
Biracial baby. I know. And guess what else?
Because
this is crazy, and we're going to talk about this in a future episode. Mm-hmm. Guess what sign the moon is?
Gemini?
Yeah. We didn't even, it was like I took the release date, and we didn't even.
That is so funny.
Like, what?
Yeah.
You can't write this. You just can't write it.
And when I tell you there was, when Alex and I, a year ago, decided that this was going to happen, we just picked a day and hit record and started. Like, there was no, granted, as an astrologer and a intuitive, we probably should have
100%
picked the right date. And, like, we should have done that. But when I tell you we did not do that, and we're just now seeing the magnitude of the universe in us conceiving and creating the perfect mix of the two of us, it's outrageous.
It's absolutely. But, like,
yeah.
Even, I'm telling you, when you're close to it, this is why it's important to have that observer party. Because, like, when you're really close to it, like, I don't often, like, look at my own transits. I'm doing it for clients, you know? Like, I'm researching for them. And I rarely turn that mirror on myself. You know, you get busy. You're like, let's go with it. The energy, the momentums. But honestly, like, I'm so glad we didn't, so we could be surprised by the magic that's in the chart. It's just crazy.
Yeah. I love that. She's the perfect child.
She really is. She's spoiled.
She has her Gemini moments, though.
Yeah, oh God. Totally.
She has her moments. And those are the episodes where we're like, we're so tired.
Dude. Yeah, this is a marathon.
Or they're chaotic.
Yeah. It's a marathon, not a sprint. But well, you have Daddy Gemini over here to thank for that. So that DNA.
Yeah, but she's gorgeous.
Honestly, this is really powerful. We'd love to hear how the Chariot resonates for you. You can reach out to us on our Instagram, Priestesses Prescribe. Mm-hmm. You can email us at priestessesprescribe@gmail.com. You can also rate and leave a review, because we see all of those as well. And we absolutely love you for your insight and your listenership, your support.
Super appreciative. And you can also follow us individually. Alex at High Priestess of Brooklyn. And me at Boss Bruja on Instagram. We've never plugged
We've
that.
We've never done that. Yeah. Those are who we are.
Yeah.
Aside from this. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, everyone. And we will see you next time.
Yeah. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.